For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. I'm speaking with our meteorologist, Alan Archer. How are you today, Alan?
Fine, Sam.
Good.
So there's the potential for some winter weather heading our way. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch, in effect, for that part of Illinois along to the south of I-70, including Effingham, from Wednesday afternoon through Thursday afternoon as a storm center over Oklahoma, Texas now moves over Paducah, Kentucky to our south at daybreak Thursday and spreads us snow. Right now, it looks like the worst of the driving conditions are going to be felt here late Wednesday night into Thursday morning, when a 2 to 4, locally 5-inch snow is expected. So tonight, not a problem, clear in 17. Tomorrow, not a problem, clouding up in the afternoon with a high at around 35. But then tomorrow evening after 8 p.m., the snow begins, intensifies after midnight, the winds stay light, but by daybreak Thursday, we could see as much as 3 to 4 inches of snow on the ground. And then during the day Thursday, maybe another inch of snow, light winds, so no blowing or drifting, just light snow, maybe another inch, with temperatures failing to move much higher than around 31 degrees on Thursday afternoon. We should see a nice snow melt, though, for Friday into the weekend, at which time temperatures should be back up at 40 or the low 40s each and every day. Again, driving conditions expect to be worse late Wednesday night and Thursday morning. Sam?
Thank you, Alan. I'm sure some of our listeners are hoping that we won't get as much snow as is predicted. What should listeners do? Should they keep checking the forecast?
Very definitely. Once again, this storm system that's going to be approaching in out of the southwest is going to encompass not only our part of Illinois, but should you be traveling elsewhere and across western Kentucky, southwest Indiana, and down into areas of northeast Arkansas, west Tennessee, northern Mississippi. Here on the I-70 corridor, we're at the northern edge of the significant snows, but even all the way up in towards Chicago, much of Indiana, we're expecting to see at least an inch or more of snow. And in areas especially to the north of I-70, there even could be some sleet and freezing rain as well developing.
All right. And is there anything else you'd want to mention about this winter storm watch, Alan?
At this point in time, no. I think for the next 24 hours, not an issue, but Thursday morning's commute is going to be rough here throughout much of the Midwest.
All right. Thank you so much for talking about this with us, Alan.
You bet, Sam. We'll keep in touch.
Thank you.